Now there are many psychologists who have considered this argument. Is it really true that you move from thesis to antithesis to synthesis, that synthesis becomes a thesis, produces antithesis, and that produces synthesis? Does it really happen? Do we really perceive the world in this fashion? Now many people dispute it. Many people agree. One of the most famous men who agreed with Hegel, who had a tremendous influence on history of the world, was Marx. You have heard the word Marx. Marx agreed with him that our thinking process is certainly of this kind. But whereas according to Hegel, the concrete was spiritual, not only real but spiritual in character, according to Marx, the concrete was matter. There's a big difference between the two. That is why Marx's philosophy is called dialectical materialism. So whereas he accepted Hegel's idea that the movement of thought and also the movement of the real is dialectical, in which one set of phenomena manifests first, and then the next one is the manifestation of that set of phenomena which is exactly the opposite of the first. But whereas according to Hegel, the first to manifest is the real and concrete and spiritual, according to Marx, the first that manifests is the concrete, the real, but material. It's exactly the opposite theory of Hegel's. You know that Karl Marx made such a tremendous impact on history that Marxism is one of the major trends of thought today. And for some time in the 20th century, he ruled a part of humanity with a tremendous power. What is called Russian Revolution was a result of Marxist thought. It is only now that mankind is now drawing away Marx's dialectical movement was, for the modern times, was centered on the idea of the state. What is the state? State is a collectivity. Which we call society. Any group of human beings is a society. But there is a difference between society and the state. no state can exist without society first. That is why I spoke of defining state with a society first. No state can exist without a society. So society is a basic group. But that basic group is not equivalent to state. State is a part of the society which governs the society, which has the power to govern the society. So unless there is society, there can be no question of governing it. So Marx's thought was centered on the idea of the state. And perceived that every society tends to govern itself through an instrument, through a body, through an organization of governance, which governs. So, governing body of society is state. Now the question is, who becomes the governing body? If there is a society, a number of people are assembled in the society, who and how that body comes to govern? So according to him, in the natural process, those individuals who are powerful, they as it were separate themselves from the society in a certain way. And because of certain power which they have, they come forward and sit upon the higher pedestal of the society. They separate out from the totality, and because of the power which they possess, they come up on the higher point of governance. So the state arises out of the movement of the powerful by dissociating themselves in one way or the other and coming to the point of governance. Now, what is that power by which these people are able to come out? According to Marx, the present people who are today governing, they have risen because of the power of wealth. According to him, a few individuals by virtue of possession of tools, tools which are able to produce wealth, by possession of tools, they begin to manufacture wealth, and that wealth they accumulate, and by the accumulated wealth, they come to power. This accumulated wealth is called capital. This is the word capital is used very often in our normal parlance. So if you want to define what is capital, it is accumulated wealth. Now, because of this accumulation of wealth, there arises in the society two classes. Those who possess tools and those who possess wealth or accumulate wealth, and those who don't have the tools and accumulation of wealth. So now you see, the wealthy, if they are thesis, those who don't have wealth are antithesis. Those who have wealth, they produce antithesis. Those who don't have wealth. So according to Marx, there is a struggle between those who have and those who don't have. This is what is called class struggle. Class struggle. Struggle of classes. He said every society tends to build up this struggle. Those who have the wealth, those who don't have it. And then they fight with each other. So there is a thesis and antithesis. Now there must arise a synthesis. So according to him, there is inevitability of arrival of a synthesis. Now, how can this synthesis arise? It is this movement which is particularly seen as a dialectical movement, and there is some kind of inevitability because of the law of thought. Because the thought always moves, according to him, as in Hegel, in this dialectical process. And as in thought, so in reality. So what is in thought happens actually in the world. So according to Marx, we shall move in society at a point where those who do not have those who do not have are called by Marx proletariat. That's a word, proletariat. The proletariat are those who don't have. So a time will come when the proletariat who are opposed to the rich. The rich are called bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie. You have got bourgeois gentilhomme, no? So those people who belong to bourgeoisie are all gentilhomme, bourgeois gentilhomme. They may be illiterate. They may not even know that they know prose. And yet they have got a lot of riches and they command the society. So there is a battle between bourgeoisie and proletariat. And as a result of it, the proletariat reverses the situation. The proletariat at a given stage of class struggle comes up on the top. And the bourgeoisie comes down. It's a movement of antithesis from the other side. It's not yet a synthesis, it's only from thesis to antithesis. Now this antithesis becomes its own antithesis. Its position is reversed. And when the proletariat becomes the master, the governors, then according to Marx, a favorable situation arises for synthesis. What is the synthesis? There will be no masters in the society. There's a synthesis. All become equal. No class struggle. Therefore, his famous aim is withering of the state. The state withers away. There'll be no state at all. Now, this is his basic idea.